Lesson 2. My mother came in from the pantry with a steaming pot in her hand. She stopped midway between the table and the fire, feeling the tension flowing through the room. She followed their stares and saw me in the corner. Her eyes looked from my face down to my feet with the chalk gripped between my toes. She put down the pot. Then she crossed over to me and knelt down beside me, as she had done so many times before. "I'll show you what to do with it, Chris," she said, very slowly and in a queer, choked way. Her face flushed as if with some wild inner excitement. Taking another piece of chalk from Mona, she hesitated, then very deliberately drew on the floor in front of me the single letter A. "Copy that," she said, looking steadily at me. "Copy it, Chris." I couldn't. I tried again. I put out my foot and made a wild, jerking stab with the chalk, which produced a very crooked line and nothing more. Mother held the slate steady for me. "Try again, Chris," she whispered in my ear. "Again." I did. I stiffened my body and put my left foot out again for the third time. I drew one side of the letter. I drew the other side. Then the stick of chalk broke and I was left with a stump. I wanted to fling it away and give up. Then I felt my mother's hand on my shoulder. I tried once more. Out went my foot. I shook. I sweated and strained my muscles, but I drew it, the letter A. There it was on the floor before me, shaky with awkward, wobbly sides and a very uneven centre line. But it was the letter A. I looked up. I saw my mother's face for a moment, tears on her cheeks. Then my father stooped and lifted me onto his shoulder. That one letter, scrawled on the floor with a broken bit of yellow chalk gripped between my toes, was my road to a new world, my key to mental freedom.